Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show. That's what I thought. Want to take another one before we start? What's wrong with the clock?
I don't know. It says we have a minute here. No, we have.
Well, should we start then?
I guess you might as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show. That's right, and this is it, the Fred Waring Show. And you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. We're broadcasting from Worthington Hall at Shawnee on Delaware in Pennsylvania.
What's the name of the hall, Bill?
Worthington.
That's right.
Worthy of this great organization. And here to greet you is your host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. Hello, Bill Bevin. This is Fred Waring and all the Pennsylvanians. Up and ready with a half hour of words and music. Our Monday melodies are made up of many musical moods, some old, some new, all meant to please you and you and you and you and you. And just to please us and us and us. Yes, we are. We're about to try a new swing wing arrangement. The whole gang, each speaking for himself, says, I feel a song coming on. Some distinguished guests today. It seems that some of the people from up the mountains are slumming around Shawnee today. Those operatic tenors, I don't know why they come down here, but they came down, so we're going to sing for them. Jane Wilson feels the song. It's about three little Spanish girls and their adventures at the bullfight. French song about Spanish girls. Jane, just to be consistent, sings it in French. It's called Les Filles, the Maids of Cadiz. Oh, Carefree days of youth. Now, Matt Perrin feels a song coming on, and they're sighing, "Oh, when I was single." And the Glee Club boys help him tell the sad story of his married life. Matt Perrin.
When I was single, my pocket's jingle, I wish I was single again. I married a wife, she's the plague of my life, and I wish I was single again. My wife, she died, and then I married another. She's worse than the other. I wish I was single again. I married another, a giver's grandmother. And I wish I was single again.
I wish I was single. Fred, when I was single and my pockets did jingle, it usually meant that I had a few nice shiny dimes. And there was just one place in town that I headed for, the dime store. Maybe that J. Johnson rhyme that you're about to read will explain the whole thing.
Well, now, maybe it will. No matter how long I live, it will always give me a feeling of wonder to look at the various kinds of plunder in a 10-cent store for little girls and boys. 100 kinds of toys, all within each easy reach, and price of each clearly indicated. You can't help feeling a little elated because to see so much under your touch is almost possessive. I confess it makes me think each thing I see belongs to me as long as I gaze at it. I see a teddy bear and I want to pat it. A mirror, I want to look in it. A puzzle, I want to begin it. Dime stores are much more fun than those sublime stores where you can't help yourself because everything is on a shelf or in a box under glass. As you pass, you can give it a glance, but you never get a chance to caress it. I guess it must give you the same desires. Does the dime store build little fires in your purse? And do they get rapidly worse until your money is so hot you've just got to get rid of it? 10 cents for a salt cup and 10 more for the lid of it. 15 cents for nuts, bolts, and screws you probably never use, but which you cannot resist. A can opener with a new twist, picture postcards you'll never mail, and a little boat with a sail made out of a blotter that will soak up the water and sink. A concentrated drink made of imitation grape, a thing to scrape your pans and dishes for goldfishes, something about goldfishes. Frames with movie stars' pictures in, all of them wearing a big grin, except Betty Davis, who sneers. Gaudy bangles for the ears, 10-cent engagement rings, face powder that clings, perfume in amount infinitesimal. I got it. And slide rules right to the nearest decimal. Regiments of toy soldiers on parade, a scale on which you get weighed and then swear it must be mistaken, and a place to get your picture taken. All these and 1,000 things more you'll find in a 10-cent store, a land of wonder through which you can blunder for half the morning. But may I give you this warning? If you intend to stay there any length of time, you'd better have considerably more than a dime.
Wow.
First time I saw that one. Joe Marine, who feels that he is considerably less than a dime, exclaimed, "I can't give you anything but love. Baby."
Can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelet, Woolworth doesn't sell, my baby. That lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
In a while, we'll see you. Don Gist has captured a bit of this enchantment in his beautiful Liebestraum. Now, aren't we putting it on for that opera star? Brother Tom Waring has added dreamy words to a dream of love. It's Liebestraum, and Stuart Churchill sings with the Glee Club.
Thank you.
Sleep through this one. It's a rhythmic arrangement by Cindy. Hit the road, Dreamland.
Hit the road, hit the road.
Herb Brown years ago, and here's a first performance of a new arrangement. You, so it's you. Just in my arms because I want a little strength to beat out this next one. I mentioned an opera star before. Who is he? Why, he's the one and only, I can't think of his name now. He plays golf. He's, what is his name? Oh, yeah, Richard Crooks. Richard Crooks, Dick Crooks, came down to play golf today, and he brought the army with him. One and only Sergeant, what's his name? Colonel, what is he now? Well, anyway, he was an All-American football star in my day. And Dick Crooks came down. They missed our program the other night. We did Hoagy Carmichael's music. So we said we would be very happy to present for them Lazy Bones. Very specially for them because they're on a long vacation. So for Dick Crooks and Ed Garbage and their friends, Lazy Bones.
only May. Never get your corn meal made. Sleeping in the evening shade. You keep wishing the fish won't grab at your line. Never hid a word I said.
Fred Waring, thanks for coming. See you tomorrow, same time.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.